I mean, I'm not an anthro student, but like I can definitely see where the appeal lies. Like you really gotta find that in history, like you really gotta find a niche for yourself, like
Exactly.
latch onto. And for
Yeah.
you, I guess it's like art, it's art history to an extent, but like and religious artwork too. But any other like cultures, like outside maybe your own frame of reference too, that you think kind of resonate with you?
There was this one work of one photographing installation I did. It's called Houses on Hogan's Alley, Before and Between Now and the Future. I basically use like the City of Archives' images of Hogan's Alley, which is like this one former ethnic neighborhood that has been gentrified, and I juxtaposed it with like my own photos as of the former area as well, like for that. At the present time, and because I keep on like hearing about its redevelopment in the future.
Oh wow. Yeah.
Yes,
Where
it
is
is.
this? Where is it?
Hogan's Alley is just like almost like near Chinatown. It's
Oh
almost near
jeez, yeah.
Chinatown, anyways. And
I was thinking like, is this somewhere in the US or
it's
like
not in
I
the US, but it's
clearly
in Vancouver, though.
my sense of direction is
Yes,
horrible, so
exactly.
I gotta check that place out. And I think, is there anything else you would like to add or plug your socials?
Like my socials,
Yeah.
so my Instagram is vin.cdr, and I would say that's like my only social platform from now, but I'll be developing my own website soon as well,
Ooh,
actually.
any like companies in particular like you've been working or like models you've been working with? Because I know I
Models.
for my job I do a lot of like stuff with Wix and
I'm
yeah.
currently using a Wix actually, but I might migrate to Squarespace, so it's gonna be much more easier and professional.
Yeah,
Yeah, of
for
course.
sure. And yeah, anything and yeah, and so your socials, anything we should really look forward to from you or in like the community in general that you might want to like bring to attention?
That's a really good question, actually. But like as of right now, I don't have any in mind. But I some things about me that I actually did a mentorship with like the New Media Gallery. So like I know Sarah Joyce and like the other
Yeah.
like people as well. So like they've really like made me more interested in like new media itself.
That's awesome to
Actually, yes,
hear.
it is.
All right, then. I think that's it for today's interview. Please stay tuned for more. This is William Hofsig signing out. Vin Quadra, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much, William
Yeah,
Hofsing.
no worries. Take care.
Thanks to William for conducting that interview and to Vin for being the other half. You can find some examples of Vin's work and get in touch if you'd like at on Instagram at vin.cdr, vin.cdr. This is Speak Up on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the one and only campus community radio station up here on Burnaby Mountain at Simon Fraser University. And we will be right back.
Volunteering at CJSF 90.1 FM is a great experience and is easy to get started. So I'll tell you a little bit about it in the hope that you reach out. As this station is run almost entirely by volunteers, you have a variety of ways to get active at CJSF. Every department can use a little bit of help. Arts and entertainment. Well, you can write and produce reviews, conduct interviews of local musicians, the music library, acquiring, organizing, reviewing, and compiling charts. Public affairs. Interviewing groups, attending events, recording lectures. Public relations. Postering, graphic design, and programming. You can host your own show or work on a collective. Production, audio editing, and PSA building. And once you feel comfortable, you can even volunteer to help the volunteers. So volunteer with us at CJSF 90.1. Email us at vol4cjsf@sfu.ca.
This is Speak Up on CJSF. I'm Jesse. Journey Towards Wholeness is the new record by Noreen Braun, who is a great Indigenous musician who's put out a whole bunch of records over the last little bit that have made their way onto the CJSF playlist and into my ears. This this new record is it's a spiritual quest that delves deep into Bronn's personal journey as an adoptee, exploring her Red River Métis heritage and uncovering a newfound sense of identity and belonging. It unfolds over 12 tracks in a conceptual story, and I'm going to play for you we're going to jump into the, well, not quite the beginning, but a track that lays it all out for us. This is Quest Before Me by Noreen Bronn.
In the morning, I wake up my sleepy head. To the mirror, I find someone else instead. Looking back, questioning all I've said. Whose reflection gives pause to disguise a shed? Quest before me, do will I find him here? Take off the layer, a faceless voice appears, invoking wisdom with words that I cannot hear. Wanderingless, distracted by flash and shine, panaceas and snake oil wasting time. Onward searching, the true self eludes my gaze. Hang on to things that will help to make me brave. Quest before me, and who will I find in here? Take off the layers, a faceless voice appears, invoking wisdom with words that I cannot hear. Go.
For Me by Noreen Bronn from her new record, Journey Towards Wholeness, which is out now. This is Speak Up on CJSF. And we're going to hear now another interview conducted by CJSF Work Study William, this time with Noel from the Simon Fraser Public Interest Research Group. I'm just going to let the two of them take it away for now.
Hey, this is William Hofzink with CJSF Speak Up, and today I am with Noel of SFU PERG. Noel, can you give me a little bit of a brief overview?
Hi, my name is Noel. I work at the SF PERG, which is the Simon Fraser Public Interest Research Group. I'm there as the Director of Engagement, and I'm super excited to chat with you today.
Yeah, excellent. So, Noel, tell me a little bit about yourself. What really like got you engaged in public interest and social justice in general? Because I know it's a very different story for everybody.
Yeah, I think for me, I feel like I've always been kind of a person who likes to do political sort of work. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't until like college where I really met other folks that were doing that sort of work in a way that made sense to me.
Right.
I went to a university in the United States, and there was just a really rich tradition of sort of Black radical organizing there. So I sort of took a lot of my thinking and practice from that time. And that's sort of what got me into doing like public interest and also just like political organizing in general.
You told me you were at Brown for a couple of semesters. Like, how do you think the experience at like an Ivy League school in the U.S. differs from back in Canada? Like, do you think there was a huge cultural shift and like a way that in which activism is portrayed? If I'm making sense?
Yeah, I think in a lot of ways there isn't really differences. I think there's like a lot that is like with a lot of different universities, like they offer the same things, but there is this sort of image of prestige and this image of a kind of like unique type of learning that I don't think is I guess just like in the same ways that you have like classes filled with like hundreds of people here that like don't maybe like have the most resources or folks don't get a ton of time with professors and things, like those problems sort of like translate across. I think the difference the biggest differences have to do with like people's access to resources after they graduate and even during their time there. I think that a lot of people, there are a lot of like communities that, what's the best way to put this? I guess just that like a lot of the ties that people form at, I think like Ivy Leagues or just like elite institutions in general, you often have people in industry, people who are, working in other like parts of the economy that will gravitate to hiring those people and gravitate to bringing those people on into their sort of parts of the division of labor. And I think what that means is that a lot of folks that go to these kinds of schools have advantages when they're going on the job market. But outside of that, it's not like you get like any kind of like special like new niche knowledge or anything like that. You're gonna like study calc here, you're gonna study calc there. It's gonna be like the same education. So I think the advantages on the job market are really the big difference. And I think a lot of that has to do also with like nepotism and these things that are like endemic at these places. So
daddy donated a building.
Yeah, daddy donated a building, and now I get to come to class whenever I want and never do assignments and all the nine. Those are the differences I think that come to mind.
Yeah, so I know that there's a huge work study program at SFU. I know I'm actually part of it because of my financial situation. But do you think that there's a lot of draw to people who might be in a similar situation that I am to public interest groups? Or do you think there's a way you can like maybe expand the net there? Because I don't know, like I think that there's a lot of great opportunities to be had in public interest research, not just for people who are already interested, but like how do you think you can get more people engaged?
Well, one of the things that we're doing right now, I'll say, we're sort of working on a new project that feels exciting to sort of bring people on to our like work study and volunteering and just into the PERG in general. I will say one of the things that we're doing right now that and have been doing for a little while that is through the work study is the LFTI program, or the Letters for the Inside.
Tell me a little about that.
So that program is basically a program where folks that are incarcerated make different kinds of like research and information requests to folks on the outside, and then we sort of like craft responses to try and share as much like knowledge and information across these sort of like prison walls that are not very porous when it comes to information and knowledge that is like allowed to move. And so to sort of undermine that control that the state has over what people can know and access in prison, we sort of do these sort of research requests and engage in these sort of pen pally kind of relationships.
Like, it almost makes me wonder too about kind of recidivism being a bit of like a closed circuit too, because with that lack of information spent and the time spent within the walls of prison, do you think it might make it even harder for someone to readjust into civilian life and maybe find themselves in more criminogenic environments, criminogenic situations?
I think that, to me, I think that would be one of, like, many things that, like, make, a recidivism happen. Like, I think that definitely, like, folks... like access to information could be a part of that. I think in general, just people's like connectedness to other humans, like so much of, I think like what the prison tries to do is really just isolate people, and sort of make them feel very, very alone, or at least that's how I understand it, not having actually been, inside myself. And so I think that, yeah, cutting people off from information and knowledge is one part of that. But I think that there's so many, different forces at work that produce recidivism as a kind of phenomenon, and this revolving door that is the prison, where folks exit and then come back in.
I totally understand there. Like, it almost feels counterintuitive when you're denying someone who wants to improve, wants to make up for their crimes, no matter like how horrifying, or portrayed as horrifying, because obviously like we don't know the full story. Then they want the information to be able to turn over a new leaf, and yet they just don't get that. And speaking of like information too, I can tell that the Purg has like this incredible collection of literature and of artwork as well. Can you tell me a little bit about some of like the highlights you've been reading or you would recommend? Because there's a book club too.
Ooh, oh my goodness. Sort of also connected to our new work study project, or one of an emerging one, which is our like People's University.